Hey, good morning once again, everybody. It's Pastor Lenny.
And Pastor Lori.
She let her hair down again today. No, hair up again today. It's my favorite look, I think.
Summer. I'm thinking summer.
We're so blessed to be with you here again today. We truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts. And your encouraging words, your emails, your texts, your comments, I know they bless me and they bless Pastor Lori. I mean, they bring tears to my eyes many times, oftentimes. Thank you. We're getting to know a lot of you, many of you, and you're so very special and important to us. And thank you for your financial gifts, your financial blessings, your financial offerings. Without it, we could not be. And God is leading us into big things, big places. And he's doing that through the gifts and offerings of his children as they bless us. So thank you. So this will be our last day in 1 John. And I originally wanted to stay in chapter 3, but I know there were some things in chapter 4 that I wanted to touch and in chapter 5. And so we're going to close out chapter 5. And then next week we get together, I'm going to be sharing. I stated a couple of Sundays ago on how I was prepared. The process had been set. God had fixed the process within my soul and my thinking. And this is why when things, you know, came my way, for instance, like COVID and cancer, I was ready. I didn't have to make myself ready. I didn't have to get ready. The process had been complete. And the Lord, Holy Spirit, made real to me 10 confessions that became etched in my soul, fixed in my soul, written in my soul, that gained full agreement with my spirit. And I couldn't be moved from the positioning that the Holy Spirit led me to. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, hey, share some of that with the body of Christ. Share the 10, you know, confessions that you lived with, that you made on a daily basis, that became a reality in your life, fixed in your soul, and fixed in your thinking. And so we're going to be doing that the next time we get together. We're going to be sharing those 10 realities, I'll call them realities, that the Holy Spirit gave me illumination and understanding to. So I know that's going to bless you. But today we're going to be looking at chapter 5. There's quite a few verses here that Pastor Lori is going to be reading. So, you know, pay attention, follow along with us. We're starting from 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, and she'll be going all the way to verse 15.
So, in the King James
is the version that Jesus used. You know that.
Yeah. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he that believeth the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believeth on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
I know you love the King James Version.
I so dislike the King James Version. I haven't read the King James in years and years and years and years.
So, remember, in our previous session, we talked about the love God has for us, gave his Son, and we get to live through him. How God loved us and his perfect love, right? made us to be just like Jesus, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And that perfect love has taken away all fear. So now here's the next progression in chapter 5. So now we receive the witness of man. We receive the witness of the doctors. We receive the witnesses of financial institutions. And it doesn't come into agreement with the witness of God. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So this is telling us it's going to happen. It's going to come our way. All right? There will be attacks. The diabolos that we talked about several sessions ago, that fallen mindset, that might attack us. You hear about the economy. You hear about the state of the union. You hear about the banking systems that are going to collapse, right? You hear the doctor's report. He might be trying to put something on you. You hear the witness of man. But you see, God has loved us. God loves us. God has made us to be just like Jesus Christ. God wants us to live through Jesus Christ. This is all the witness and the report of God. And so this is saying, when that witness becomes a reality to you, that you know him, that you know his love, that you know the love he has for you, that love becomes perfected, that you're just like Jesus Christ, then the witness of God becomes greater than any other witness that can come your way. Mm. You see that, how that makes so much sense? Now, this witness, and Paul goes on, I mean, not Paul, John, I think he says it, for whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And he's also the one that says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why? Because you have received the witness of God. What was the witness of God? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And that love for you has become perfected in your understanding. And so because of that perfection of understanding, you have grown in your acknowledgement and your believing of, as Jesus is, so am I. So now, when the witness of man tries to come up against you, the witness of God that is within you is far greater, and it overcomes. And it overcomes. And it overcomes. All right? Now, he that has the Son, he that has that Son, the witness, living in him, living through him, has life. Has life. That's Zoe life. That's God life. That's a life that is vibrant. That's a life that is energizing. That is a life that is renewing and restoring. You have the witness because you have the Son, and you're living through the Son, and you've experienced, and you know, and you're growing in the love God has for you, and you know, as Jesus is, so are you. You're living with that witness. You're living with that understanding in your soul. It becomes greater than the witness of man. And the witness that is within you, the witness of God, the witness of his love, the witness of his Son, the witness of the life that is within you, causes you to become an overcomer. Causes you to overcome. Causes you to live in, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Okay? And so you know these things I have written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have this life within you, that you may know you have this love within you, that you now believe on the name of the Son of God. This is awesome, because now Paul has greatly influenced John. So there's no working involved there. There's no doing involved there. There's no you have a responsibility and you have an obligation. No, he's joining forces with Paul, the gospel of grace. You believe on Jesus. You're believing in Jesus. For as many, here goes John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. For as many as believed him or received him, to them God the Father gave the right, the power, the ability, and the authority to be his child. Right? To as many as believed in him, who were not born from man or from the will of man, right? But who were born from above, who were born from God, who were born of the Spirit. Now you see, when you're growing in the knowledge and the understanding of his love for you, here in his love, not that you love God, but that God loves you. As you're growing in that, the fullness and the understanding of his love for you, his perfect love for you, you are experiencing in your body the perfection that is taking place in your inner man. The truth and reality of what your inner man possesses and has, how it's just like Christ, you're living through Christ, you're in Christ, is going to explode through your body. The witness of God will be far greater than any witness of man. You'll be walking in the abundance of the life that Jesus Christ came to give you. You will be walking in the abundance of newness of life. This eternal life, this everlasting life, this God life that he came to give you. It's all a matter of believing. Believing, right? Jesus came to destroy the works, the belief systems, the inferior mindsets, the telling you that you're not and you can't and you don't have, right? Legalism and mixture and the gospel of circumcision, okay? It's just not all about the devil. It's anything that can become an adversary to the truth and reality of who you are and what you have and what you can do. This all makes when you understand awesome. The word of God and you have the right filters, the word of God is just so exciting.
Powerful.
And so now this is all working in you. You're believing in Jesus. You become a child of God. You're operating in his love, the fullness of his love. You're understanding the fullness of his love for you. You're growing in the knowledge of his love for you. It's become perfected in you. You'll know as Jesus is, so are you in this world. It's cast out every bit of fear. There is no fear. There is no fear. There's no worry. There's no anxiety. Those wreak havoc on a man's body, on a woman's body. There's not. There's only love. There's only perfection. There's only as Jesus is. You know you're living through Jesus. You're living through him and you're living as him and you're living in him. You're living in the fullness of the life that he came to give. All by your believing, not by your doing. And so when this is working and this is operating, the greater is he that is in you. That greatness comes and flows through you into your body, your soul. Your soul becomes renewed. Therefore, renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind, and become transformed. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. As that's taking place, now this is the confidence. This is the confidence we have. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, and this is important, you need to know what his will is. John already said, the will of God is to destroy. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. The works of the enemy. The works of the enemy. By one man's disobedience, sin and sickness and disease entered the world. And by one man's obedience, many were made whole and righteous. And so, the works of the enemy, sin, sickness, disease, inferior mindsets, I can't, I'm not, I don't have, I need to do, I need to be, are destroyed and crushed. And you know, you can confidently come before God and ask anything according to his will. What's his will? Salvation for you is his will. Soteria, sozo, that's his will. That you would be made whole. That you would be redeemed. That you would be rescued. That you would live in his total forgiveness. That you would be freed from sickness. That you would receive and live in his prosperity, in his provision. That's his will. And now, when his love is working in you, when his love is becoming fulfilled in you, when all fear is being cast out, and you're living in him, and you're living through him, and you're living in that eternal life, you know you're one with Jesus Christ, and now you ask according to his will. By his stripes, you were healed. He became poor that you might become rich. He became a curse, because cursed is any man that hangeth on a tree, to redeem you from the curse of the law of sin and of death. Therefore, now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death. The law of God is life. The law of God is healing. The law of God is provision. The law of God is good. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, whom, in whom there is no shifting shadow. And this is the confidence. When you ask according to his will, you have to know what his will is. And you know what kills any prayer you will pray?
Knowing his will.
This might be part of it. Doubt. This will kill any prayer. If it be your will.
Oh, you're praying to God. If it be your will
to heal me.
You gotta know his will.
This is the confidence we have. If we ask anything according to his will, you have to know what his will is. I came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Life eternally, life everlasting, Zoe God life, energy of God, life of God, renewal of God, power of God. And you know when you ask according to that will, he hears you. This is the confidence you have. He hears you. And when he hears you, you can be assured of the fact of those things you desire, you have. Therefore, when you stand praying, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, when you stand praying, believe that you receive and you will have. Amen?
That's awesome. Yes, amen.
So we're going to leave you with this, with these words of encouragement from John, chapter 5, from 1 John. I want to again encourage you, please, get this book. Not for my sake, for your sake. The two greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. It will springboard you to the miraculous. And the second thing, this week will be the last of my broadcast as a guest teacher for the month of April for Healing Journeys Today. Make sure you listen to it, please. Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I again want to say thank you to Julianne and Butch Hartman, who blessed me with this wonderful opportunity to grace their ministry. Pastor Lori and I love you, and we'll see you again in our next session. You have anything you want to say?
Just believe that you're living life through Jesus.
Amen. We love you. We'll see you again next week.